Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emma McCarthy. Following Pope Benedict's approval on Saturday, the Secretary-General of the Synod of Bishops published the list of members, auditors and experts who will take part in October's Ordinary General Synod of Bishops on the theme, The Word of God in the Life and Mission of the Church. Irene Lagan has more.
The Holy Father has approved 32 members of the Synod, drawn from across the global church, including Cardinal George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, Archbishop Jose Le Hung Sang of Macau, China, Father Adolfo Nicola, Superior General of the Jesuits, and Father Julian Caron, President of Communion and Liberation. The primary task of the 32 members is to guide the course of the Synod through its 3 weeks of reflections on the relationship between Scripture, the faithful, and their mission. During the morning and evening sessions, they will present accounts from their local ecclesial realities, the result of years of preparation and consultations within the parishes and dioceses under their tutelage. But even though the Synod is called a Synod of Bishops, leaders of lay communities and ecclesial movements, as well as religious superiors and Catholic university professors, have also been invited to attend and contribute their expertise and experience to the working sessions. The Holy Father has approved 41 experts and 37 auditors altogether. These include notable figures from the worldwide church who have greatly contributed to furthering its mission, and scholars who have dedicated their life to the study of the Word of God. Figures such as Professor Carl Albert Anderson, Supreme Knight of the Order of the Knights of Columbus, Professor Raphael Chinarong Montianvekian Chai, Vice Chancellor of St. John's University, Bangkok, Thailand, Sister Sarah Butler, Professor of Dogmatic Theology at St. Joseph's Seminary, New York. The 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops will be held in the Vatican, October 5th through the 26th, 2008.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.